I think that they need to do more. That in the first place, our development plan has to be changed. It has to be include planning permission for all forestries. And because it's destroying the country, it's wiping the people out of the country. And what my argument is that we have no objections to farmers planting their own land, provided they plant it with natives, such as ash or oak or whatever the case may be. And that anyone that plants the land in Leitsham, that and draws down premium, it should be qualified for premium, sorry, and that them is the ones that should get the premium. And in the event of someone getting a license to plant the land and sell it, and they should be the one to qualify for the premium. And in the event of them selling off that to some of these vulture funds or multinationals or whoever they are, that them premiums should cease and die, not go with the land. Mm. Because what we have to do is, the monies that's allocated for the area and the county should be kept within the county and try and keep our shops and the post office and so forth open, because it's plain to see all the post offices are slowing down, those down in these small villages, which is disgraceful, and expecting old people to travel miles to post office. What we should be trying to do is keep the community open, keep them alive and keep the people in it and not be forcing our people out of it. This is all done, the forestry premiums is all paid out of taxpayers' money, and by some young farmers not being able to compete with the farmer forestry purchase and land, they are forced to, if they can't get a job, they're forced to go on some kind of supplement, farmers assist or dole or so forth, which is costing the taxpayers more money. It's time to call a stop, and it's long past it.